is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukraine continues to prepare to restart grain exports from its Black Sea ports despite a Russian missile strike that hit the port of Odessa on Saturday, the Ukrainian infrastructure minister said. Russian missiles hit the southern port of Odessa, according to the Ukrainian military, threatening a landmark deal signed just the day before to unblock grain exports from Black Sea ports and ease global food shortages caused by the war. The deal signed on Friday by Moscow and Kyiv and mediated by the United Nations and Turkey was hailed as a breakthrough after nearly 5 months of punishing fighting since Russia invaded its neighbor. It is seen as crucial to curbing soaring global food prices by allowing grain exports to be shipped from Black Sea ports, including Odessa. Flooding in southern Iran has killed at least 22 people and left one person missing following heavy rainfall in the largely arid country, a local official said Saturday. Iran has endured repeated droughts over the past decade, but also regular floods. Videos posted on local and social media showed vehicles being carried away by the rising waters of the Rudbal River in the southern province of Fars. One video showed adults pulling a child from a car as it began to shift downstream. In 2019, heavy rains in the country's south left at least 76 people dead and caused damage estimated at more than $2 billion. U.S. President Joe Biden likely contracted a highly contagious variant of the coronavirus, spreading rapidly throughout the United States, and now has body aches and a sore throat, according to an update from his doctor on Saturday. The president tested positive for COVID-19